Morning Watch, Day 4. An overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing. Week 6. Shepherding according to God. Related verses. 1 Peter 5:2. Shepherd the flock of God among you, overseeing not under compulsion, but willingly, according to God, not by seeking gain through base means, but eagerly. 2 Peter 1:4, through which He has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 6:57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. Colossians 3:4. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. John 15:4. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. Related reading. To shepherd the flock of God requires suffering for the body of Christ, as Christ suffered. Literally, the Greek word rendered flock in 1 Peter 5:2 is little flock. This refers to the church of God, which is small in number compared to the world. According to 1 Peter 5:2, elders are not rulers, they are shepherds. Sometimes a shepherd may have to rule the flock, but that is not the ruling of a king. It is a ruling of someone who cares for the flock. The flock needs to be cared for, protected, and led in the right direction. They need to be brought to a place where they can eat and drink. This is shepherding. Peter charges the elders to shepherd the flock of God. The flock is not the elders' possession, but God's possession. In a sense, the elders are employed by God to shepherd his flock. The word overseeing in 1 Peter 5:2 means taking the oversight, looking diligently to be aware of the situation. Years ago, I thought that the overseeing was to observe who is wrong and who is right, who is doing well and who is doing poorly. Later, I came to realize that to oversee is mainly a matter of overseeing the need. A shepherd is concerned with the need of the flock. His oversight is related to protecting the flock, leading the flock, and feeding the flock. The shepherd exercises oversight in order to supply the flock with whatever is needed. As Peter says, the elders should oversee willingly according to God. To oversee according to God means according to God's nature, desire, way, and glory, not according to man's preference, interest, and purpose. The elders should not oversee according to their opinion, concept, or likes or dislikes. Instead, they should oversee according to God's choice, desire, intention, and preference. The elders must oversee the church altogether according to God's thought, feeling, will, and choice. They must oversee according to God's likes and dislikes. In 5:2, Peter warns the elders not to seek gain by base means, but to eagerly exercise oversight. This means that the elders should not take advantage of the eldership and use it as a means to gain money. They should eagerly take the oversight like parents who eagerly exercise care over their children. In his first epistle, Peter speaks of Christ being the shepherd and overseer of our soul, our inner being and real person. Then in 5, 1, and 2, he tells the elders that their obligation is to shepherd God's flock according to God. According to God means that we must live God. We must have God on hand. We have God in our understanding, in our theology, and in our teaching, but we may not live God when we are shepherding people. When we are one with God, we become God. Then we have God in our shepherding of others. To shepherd according to God is to shepherd according to what God is in his attributes. God is love, light, holiness, and righteousness. According to God is at least according to these four attributes of God. We must shepherd the young ones, the weak ones, and the backsliding ones according to these four attributes. Then we will be good shepherds. Without shepherding, there is no way for us to minister life to others. If we want to enjoy life and minister life to others, we must shepherd them. The real ministering of life is shepherding by visiting and contacting people.